Buy it. The air can only run about 30 miles per hour max. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. Strike three. Third time's a charm there. Good morning, everybody. How's it going out there? We are up and early risers today, and last day that we're going to be doing it this way. Next week, we start at 9 a.m. Just letting you know that.
Hallelujah.
Just letting you know, next week, set your dial for 9 a.m. You can have an extra cup of coffee or a pot of coffee or whatever you're going to be doing or sleep in or what have you. Had a little bit of time change, a little bit of things going on here, so that's what we're doing. So just letting you know from this day forward, or excuse me, next Sunday forward, we'll be at 9 a.m. And so we're going to be firing up the grill here a little bit. Good morning, Terry. We have Terry here with me this morning. What's going on?
How you doing, Wynn?
Okay.
Good. First thing I'd like to bring up is what we're doing at the Patriots meeting on Monday night.
There you go.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday night at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle Nest Church. We're going to have historian Gail Jenner in. Now, Gail has completed three historical novels. She's doing a screenplay now on a fictional but historical Western, and I believe it's going to be on Black Bart, so it's kind of a neat thing. Also, she has a very particular interest and has done a lot of historical study on the state of Jefferson. So she'll be there Monday night at 6 o'clock. And then also Gregory Cheadle, who was able to go back to the Capitol and witness the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Yay! Yeah, that was awesome.
Yay! was able to do that, and he's going to be speaking and showing some slides from being there and talking a bit about his experiences. So I think we're really going to have a great night on Monday night.
Good.
And at 5:30, when?
Yes, 5:30. We have our regular Jefferson meeting every Monday night at the same location, 3276 Pacelli Lane. We get together for a good half hour before we go into the Patriot meeting. And we talk about all things Jefferson, whatever's happening here locally and within Shasta County, and with our neighbors, wherever they be, of the other 20 counties. So you can find out what's going on straight from those who are doing it. And you can come and learn. You can put some effort into it. You can help us out. And we welcome all. So come check it out. Again, 5:30 on Monday, every Monday.
And talking about welcoming everyone, this is we're going to do things a little different once we get rolling here at our new time at 9 o'clock, which, as Wynn said, gives you a little more chance to wake up in the morning and sort of begin to function. And what we'd like to do is get a lot of your input. We love the phone calls. We love you guys calling in at 605-4567, 605-4567. We love the idea of being able to chit-chat, and this is your program, and that's what we're going to make it. We've sat down and put together a plan for the month, and it looks like we'll have some exciting things for you, but more importantly, we want to hear from you, and we want to hear from all the counties.
Right, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. We're going to be taking all the counties and talking to people from those counties, finding out what's going on in their counties, Jefferson-wise, and find out what they've been doing, how long they've been doing, what they're doing, and how Jefferson will affect them. So anything and all things Jefferson per those counties. So be here to listen, see what's going on, learn a few things, and ask questions. That's the beauty of it. You know, finding out what they're doing in their county, maybe it's something we can do in our county, and vice versa. So we can work it all the way around. And if you know people in the other 20 counties, give them a call. Let them know what we're doing, and they can go online. You don't have to have a reception for this radio program. You can go online at kcnr1460.com, and they can link onto that and listen through your computer, and you can hear what's going on. And if you want to do it live anyway, and then if you can't do it live, then you can go to the podcasts that are saved there on that same website, and you can listen to the shows that have already been pre-recorded.
What I have here on the clipboard of Liberty, as I look at this clipboard, is something that really is amazing to me and maybe is not considered liberty. What I have in front of me is initiative number 16-0011, which is the California Nationhood Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute. This is the initiative that the Exit California people are passing around, and I've got it right here. I just want to read a little tiny bit of it. We'll have Mark Baird on in a few minutes. He has some new information on this, and unbelievable. I mean, to me, the word insurrection comes to mind. The word, foul comes to mind. Anyway, the first paragraph of this initiative repeals provision in California Constitution stating California is an inseparable part of the United States, and that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. In other words, what they want to do is repeal that and deny that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Places question on whether California should become a separate country on a future ballot, treats result of such future vote as a declaration of independence from the United States. If 50% of registered voters participate and 55% of those voting approve, it requires the government to request California's admission into the United Nations. I kid you not.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Talk about sedition and positions of arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really and truly, again, the state of Jefferson wants to add a star.
Not take one away.
Not take one away. And I don't know if we'll get to it or not, but we will talk about the Statement of Unity or the Declaration of Unity, whichever way you want to put it, and how we're going to use that as a statement with city councils, boards of supervisors, etc.
Right. Wonderful stuff coming forward. You know, California is only proven one more time in this whole bucket of reasons for us to be separating from California. Again, keeping in mind, Jefferson wants to be and will remain with the Union. We are Americans first and foremost. We want to stay American. We do not want to become whatever California decides it's going to be. So we want to stay with the Union. So people have to understand that we're not working with CalExit. We never have been, and most likely we never will be. We are doing our own thing as Jefferson. And if you support that, or if you don't support that, give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. I'd like to hear what's happening. So are we ready for Mark yet, or is he not calling in yet?
He'll be calling in. I think we probably ought to take our first break.
Okay,
so, folks, call in at 605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come for 51.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. A beef don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
We're taking the whole pie. We're not taking a piece of the pie. Jefferson's it. We're doing it. And part of the reason we're doing it is because California is way too large to govern. We're overtaxed. We're overregulated. And they do everything against us and nothing for us. So that's why Jefferson's here. That's why we have a presence. That's why we're going to be doing what we're going to be doing. And right at the moment, we have Mark Barrett on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's still looks pretty snowy outside, but I think it's going to be a great day today.
So you're not having to shovel any today, huh?
No, it's
no snow anyway.
Stuff lately, but it's still quite a bit on the ground though.
All right, cool. So now I understand you have some good information for us, or some new information for us, since we spoke last.
Well, I don't know how good it is, but I guess Willie Brown came out yesterday, and he was saying that he thought it was time for the government of California to advise people not to pay their federal taxes, because he disagrees with the way the country's being run. And since California contributes more money to the federal government than it receives in federal benefits, that it would really be a great thing to do if Californians would just fail to pay their federal taxes. Now, of course, Willie is not volunteering to go to jail for you when you're picked up for tax evasion, and Willie is not pretending to speak for Northern Californians, because he said in an earlier television interview, which I still have in my computer somewhere, he said that all political power has transferred to the cities where it belongs. And those folks up there, meaning the people of the state of Jefferson, just need to learn to obey.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yep.
So when Willie says that we should stop paying our federal taxes, I guess we just need to obey because someone from the city told us to do something. But Governor Brown has made the statement that he's going to fight the new president, Kevin DeLeon, the president pro tem of the Senate, who is a crook himself, and was mentioned in the indictments with Calderon, and somehow made a plea deal out of that and escaped prosecution, even though we're pretty sure he does not live in the district he represents, but have not been able to find out what his actual address is. He lists his address in MacArthur Park, which used to be a real nice part of Los Angeles, and now it's a drug and gang haven. And he lists his address, and this is an uninhabitable shack under a freeway overpass where no one's ever heard of him, of course. But his office is in a rich part of California called Encino in North Los Angeles. So you know, the liars and thieves are in charge in California. I think that they support CalExit, but what we really need is we need people to keep their eyes open, because if we have a legitimate California official that supports secession from the United States, then we can appeal directly to the federal government for an Article 4, Section 3 state split, because the state of California will be engaged in insurrection. This CalExit thing is an opportunity for us, quite frankly. We don't stand with them, but if they go ahead and do this, and if they win the majority of their vote, and they try to secede from the nation, then we're going to apply directly to the United States Congress for an Article 4 state split, the same as West Virginia did when Virginia seceded from the Union. And we can skip the California legislature, which is unresponsive to us, completely unresponsive, including the people who say they represent us. They're absolutely unresponsive to us as well.
Now, when we do that, hey, Mark, when we do that, does our debt go with California too? So if they secede and we separate from them, they keep our debt. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, that's questionable, because when West Virginia seceded from Virginia, there was a debt figure established that West Virginia would assume as part of Virginia's debts. Now, it did take 50 years in court to settle on the terms of that agreement, and those 50 years were well spent, because, as you know, inflation tears up the cost of a dollar. And so West Virginia ended up paying with $1903 dollars the debt that was assumed in 1861. So there are questions that would need to be answered, certainly, and I'm not going to pretend that all of those would go our way, but certainly some of them would, and we would have our liberty. So to tell you the truth, I'd trade my money for my liberty every time.
Amen.
You know, one of the things about Article 4, Section 3, and you just stated it, good clarification on it. It doesn't say anything in Article 4, Section 3 that we have to go to the state legislative body first. It just says we need to go to both of them.
Yeah, it says we need to go to both of them. However, if you have a situation where the state in which you live is engaged in rebellion and insurrection, and remember, California's Constitution Article 3, as you pointed out earlier, says that California is an inseparable part of the United States, and that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And if that's true, why don't we have Second Amendment rights? But I digress. and so
Isn't that the truth?
The state that we live in is acting contrary to its own Constitution and it's engaged in insurrection, then in my opinion, in my humble opinion, and of course we need some legal backing for that from our lawyers, but in my opinion, there's no point in asking the state for anything. We might as well just go straight to the federal government.
Well, the first sentence in the California Nationhood Initiative Constitutional Amendment and Statute states, repeals provision in California Constitution stating California is an inseparable part of the United States and that the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So, to me, that reads that they want to repeal just any power that the Constitution has at all, and they're rejecting it.
Yeah, I agree. Now, when you think about that vote, you look at the fact that there are 40 million people in California, approximately, pretty close to that, and then you look at the fact that probably 25% of those people actually vote. So, and out of that figure, I guess, what is it, say 60% are progressive socialist, and the other 40% are self-title themselves as conservatives. So when you look at those numbers, I'm thinking that probably about 12% of the people in the state of California are going to tell the rest of us what direction they would have us go in.
That totally,
I don't know about you, but I'm not okay with that.
I'm not okay at all with it.
Right. Wow.
You know, and one of the things I think that we've been looking for, and this is a little off topic, but I kind of wanted to get your take on this. One of the things I think we've been looking for is that thread that holds us all together in the 21 counties. And I know that every town hall and every radio program and everything that all of us have done all over Jefferson, no matter who we've spoken to or how many crowds there are, when we ask the one question, how many people here are Second Amendment people. Every hand goes up in the crowd. Every single hand goes up in the crowd. And you ask the next question, which is, how many people believe that the Second Amendment protects the rest? And you see every hand go up. And I wanted your take on that.
Well, I mean, that speaks for itself, quite frankly. So we have the bulk of the people in Jefferson who support our inalienable rights, which are simply codified and summarized in the Constitution, implying that those are rights over which the government has no power. And then you look at the state of California, and California has denied its citizens Second Amendment protection. First of all, you have to get a government permission slip to carry a weapon concealed, and you may not carry a weapon in any manner out in the open, with permission or without permission. There are some exceptions to that. In counties with less than 250,000 people, the sheriff can issue an open carry permit. But once again, that is the right to defend yourself if the government gives you permission to do so. Now, we also know that the government won't be there if you need to defend yourself. They won't even know, probably, until after the fact. So the people who have been denied permission to defend themselves are defenseless. Now, we also look at Prop 57, which I guess Jerry Brown kind of qualified as the state needs to redefine violent crime. Well, he did. He redefined violent crime, and there are certain kinds of rape that are no longer considered violent crime. So there are certain kinds of kidnapping that are no longer considered violent crime. If you poison a person, that's no longer considered a violent crime unless they die. Than it is. So, you know, you have to look at this nut house that we live in and the idiots that are in charge and ask yourself a question. Is it time to do something about this? Because if it is, we have a plan and we're following through with the plan. Go to the website, contribute to the legal fund. We're preparing our lawsuit against the state of California for lack of representation and dilution of vote. We have got to get back in charge of this thing. Because as it stands right now, we live in an insane asylum, and all of the inmates are in California government.
Yeah. And that includes
the rest of us have nothing to say about it.
And that includes both sides of the aisle. I did a radio program yesterday on another station, and we had discussed this. You know, as you know, Mark, you've had long conversations with even our folks, Brian Daly, James Gallagher, Jim Nielsen. And we keep asking the same question that just seems to have a deafening answer, or just crickets. And that is, if you got a better idea, tell us what it is. If you've got something better, let us know what it is. No one seems to be able to raise that particular answer of what they have that would be the remedy for the lack of representation and dilution of vote we have. And not only that, but the insane, insane laws that are passed every day.
And that's because we would be willing to get behind them as our representatives.
Absolutely.
If they had something that was better. We would get behind them and support them and do what we could to make it happen.
I don't know whether the word coward is appropriate here.
Yeah.
But, you know, really and truly, when someone like James Gallagher stands on the steps of the Capitol and talks to the Sacramento Bee, and I know there are several of us that were there standing with him, saying that he was going to introduce a bill to increase representation for the northern counties, and then totally backs off it, just mums the word, and then saying, well, you know, I really don't know if it's the right time or we should do that. And then Jim Nielsen, let's keep on swinging. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, when I talk to those guys, you know, the first thing you make your case to them, and the first thing you hear is a prolonged period of silence. When it's time for him to respond. And then the next thing you hear is, well, you know, gee whiz, you know, I just, boy, I just don't know enough. And holy moly, how could we do it? And what about, California's welfare money that we depend on so much? And what about that? Well, what money, first of all? And according to the federal government, if California continues to harbor illegal aliens under the precept that they have more rights than citizens who are are entitled to all of the protections of the Constitution, that there won't be any more welfare money, that federal funds will be cut off. And so California's answer is some idiot like Willie Brown getting on the radio or TV and saying, well, stop paying your federal taxes. I mean, you know, that's the best they have, Terry.
Well, do you know,
and it's weak. It's worse than weak.
Well, why don't we one-up them and stop paying our state taxes? We can continue paying our Fed taxes, but stop paying our state taxes and see how that affects them. You have the 21 counties going in jointly to do that. Just throwing that out there. If Willie's going to say then we can one-up them.
I think that those ideas are great on paper, but the problem is what we'd be asking people to do is we'd be asking people to place themselves in jeopardy when we would have no way of protecting them as the state of Jefferson.
Right.
So I think what we need to do is we need to pursue all legal, moral, and ethical means to get away from these guys, because it's the only way for us to regain our liberty and control over our money at the same time, and regain control over the resources that belong to the state of Jefferson that are being stolen or misused or burned to the ground by the state of California willingly. You know, I personally favor a course of action like that, but the risk is mine. And so for me to say that to myself is one thing, but for me to advise other people to do it is another, and I can't do that.
Agreed.
But I do think that we're on the right track.
Well, we want to do it morally and ethically, and we want to do it above board. We want to do it right so we're above reproach when we do everything we do. We don't want to have criticisms of something like that happening where they can use that against us.
Well, I think Mark hit it right on the head, and that is that there may be things that you personally may do or I personally may do, you know, that in our little form of standing up against the government, standing up against the state of California. But you're right, Mark. You know, you can tell people what you're going to do, but to openly advocate that and try to push somebody into that just isn't the way.
Not the way to do it.
Yeah, and we do have an avenue, guys, and it's working so far. I mean, what we've done so far has worked. We've gathered a tremendous amount of support. People all over the North State are awake. They know what's going on. They know what's being done to them. They know what's being done to their communities. The other night I was at another meeting where the State Water Resources Control Board was sitting in the room, and they were pontificating about the virtues of removing four perfectly functional, fully active dams on the Klamath River. And they want to do that because a group of environmentalists stands to gain a ton of money out of the deal. And there are several special interest groups involved, and they're the sham environmental groups that are actually law firms in Oakland and Berkeley and San Francisco, and some fake fishermen's group that doesn't have any members. And then there are a couple of tribes that are involved in that. And when we asked them, well, how many of you people are actually on the water board? Well, none. They're all staff. What are they going to do? They're going to use some very old studies that were, quite frankly, fraudulent when they were done to prove that environmentally this is sound. When the head agent for California Fish and Game said, well, this is an experiment. We just have to try to see if it works, you know, reminds me of Obamacare. But we pointed out to them that the only reason they're sitting there and being able to do that is because we don't have any active representation in state government. And there's only one way to fix all of this, fellas, one way, and that's the state of Jefferson. California is engaged in so much stupidity, so much fraud, waste, abuse, corruption, illegal activity, you name it. There's only one answer, and that's get away from them and form a state that has liberty.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to have to go to another break. And, folks, if you have a question for any of us here or Mark Beard, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come for 51.
It's getting eerie quiet, won't stay like this for long. Even the crows start flying, they know what's going on. You could tell by the red sky, there's something brewing. You had your chance to run and hide, I guess you blew. The clouds are turning gray, better pray for your saving grace. It's just a little too late. Yeah.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
The voice in my head, hey, it's telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's 2 in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's 2 in the night? Because the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight and I'm ready for war. And I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation. Like I'm fighting for truce in Babylon. Trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes,
yeah.
Even when the day comes, 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 I'll be ready when the day.
I'm ready for war. I'm ready for action. Now watch me kick in the door. But what if the day comes when we go from sun to moon soon? Who can I run to, run to, run to? Will you be loyal? Will you be true when I need you? Say, climb these streets and I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation. Like I'm fighting for truce in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes, even when the day comes, yeah. Even when the day comes, 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 I'll be ready when the day comes.
Good morning. Hey, we have Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, if you're going to be asking Mark a question, the high-tech system we have here is going to be a little hard for you to hear, but listen as hard as you can, all right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question.
Good morning. I put forth a hypothesis that this Cal exit is really backed by La Raza that has their dream of Aslan, and California separating itself from the Union would be the first step, and the so-called progressives would be useful idiots for Mexicans, and then they would begin to control things and turn it over to Mexico. You know, you've got people like Xavier Becerra, who's the Attorney General now of California. I'm sure he'd back it all away. So would the Speaker of the Assembly and the Senate leader. You know, I mean, they seem to like anything that's Hispanic.
Now, do you have
what's your thoughts?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Mark. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't understand. So if somebody could rephrase the question, I didn't hear it.
He was essentially asking if you think LaRaza is backing the CalExit movement.
I have no evidence whatsoever to suggest that that's the case. I'm not saying it's true or not true. If it is true, I have no concrete evidence to support that case at all.
Okay.
I know that in our county, Richard, what you might want to do is give the sheriff a call. I know that there are some issues that maybe the sheriff can answer a question like that, or at least send you in the direction for that. I'm sure that there are things that are not above board with this whole thing. And, you know, here's the thing, and thanks, Richard, for your call.
All right.
Anyway, the thing is that Richard makes a good point. See, there's nothing at this point that we discount the government not doing to us.
Correct.
It's sort of like, you know, it's almost like you believe anything till it's disproven rather than you want to not believe it till it is proven just because of all the insane things that they've done.
Right.
I mean, 109 and 57, need I say more?
Well, those are the things that we know of.
Yeah.
I mean, you know there's stuff underground that we have no idea about, and it's going to be ugly. That's why it's underground. And it's... How long has it been going? Who knows? I mean, it hasn't just started just because of Trump getting into office or Hillary losing or whatever. It started a long time ago. They've been working on all this stuff for a while. So for them to just to throw
brings
it out.
Up the point, though, Wynn, I think that for us, there's only one way we can move forward because we're small. We don't have much money. We can't afford to chase bunnies and we can't afford to go down the rabbit hole. So. And I think it's very important for us that we always tell the verifiable truth. In other words, whenever we make a claim, it's because we have concrete evidence that we can point to, and we can be exact in our statements, and we can verify everything we say every time we say it.
Absolutely,
so,
yes.
Those kinds of things are, you know, maybe they're true, I don't know, but without concrete evidence that we could act on in court, there's no point even bringing them up.
You know, folks, and Mark has an excellent point. I know that whenever we talk to people or whenever you talk to people, you know, we've got to make sure we're spot on, you know, whether we're quoting something, whether we have, you know, quoting sources that we get our information from. And I know that a lot of the program behind us here, Sovereign Minds, is very good at that. Mark Kent is very good at always making sure that what he says is verifiable, and if it isn't verifiable and it's just something that, you know, that's out there, he states that too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Mark, I want to get another in the second sentence of this California Nationhood Initiative constitutional amendment and statute. It says it places the question whether California should become a separate country on a future ballot, treats the results of such future vote as declaration of independence from the United States secession. If 50% of the registered voters participate and 55% of those voting approve. This is the part that really kind of got to me. Requires governor to request California's admission into the United Nations. I want to get your take on that one.
Let's say it again, Terry, so I can absorb it quickly. Okay. I didn't hear part of it.
Okay. Basically, after this vote is approved, it requires the governor to request California admission to the United Nations.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that now. I mean, once again, it's just a vain attempt for the socialist progressives to be relevant after the obvious defeat they suffered in the last election. And what they aim to do is they aim to drag our entire state into the cesspool in their struggle to somehow remain relevant in this new dichotomy. You know, we have a nation now that may well, and I don't even know if this is going to be true, it may well move back to rule of law. We need this. Folks, we desperately need this. It's long overdue. And the state of California and the state of New York, and there are a couple others, the city of Chicago, you know, they are struggling to maintain their grip over people. and to maintain their grip over your money and your liberty and their socialist utopian paradise that they failed to create. That's why they lost this election. You look at the city of Chicago. I read an article the other day that if you're an American, it's more dangerous to live in the city of Chicago than it is to live in Afghanistan. And the guy proved it with battlefield statistics, that more Americans were killed in Chicago last year than were killed in Afghanistan. And you look at the state of California, $1.2 trillion in debt. The governor lost $1.9 billion, but he's not going to go to jail. There's so much lying, cheating, stealing, and corruption in the state of California because the state of California is literally owned by the state employees unions. We have these rogue gangs called state employees unions. They dictate all politics. They tell you how you're going to spend your money and spend your life. They tell you what you can and can't do. We have these rogue agencies like CARB that destroy business and destroy jobs and are taking our economy to other states as fast as they can possibly engineer it. We have a governor that stands in defiance of the President of the United States. We have a California Senate that is prepared to defy the President of the United States because they're scared to death that their socialist paradise will evaporate in front of their eyes. I got some bad news for them. There's no such thing as a socialist paradise. Just ask the Soviets. Ask the Cubans. Ask the communist Chinese people, not the government, because they live pretty well. But ask the Chinese people what they think about communism and how their lives have been positively impacted by the virtues of the socialist regime. And you ask the average Californian, at least in Jefferson, is the socialist paradise of California been a good thing for us or a bad thing over the last 50 years? You know what, folks? It's time for a change. And the only change that's going to be effective, that will change our lives positively in the future, is to restore liberty and to restore rule of law through representation in much smaller districts where the constituents actually have some sway over the person they elect to represent them. And that's what Jefferson is all about, and it's the only answer, in my opinion.
There you go. Now, the timing is everything, so we're going to be moving forward with the lawsuit, right, filing the brief that we need to file in order to get this whole thing going. So that in a nutshell is what's got to be happening. We've got to file that. We've got to go do everything the legal way, moral way, and the ethical way. So that's where we're headed right now.
And I also think that what Mark said before, which is very viable, is another prong to this attack. And that is, folks, especially you folks down there in the counties that are a little closer to the state capital, you know, if we hear one legislator, we can get anybody on record, anybody down there, staff, anybody on record talking about this secessionist movement, this position that their insurrection. If we can get something like that, get it documented, get it recorded, this is going to be very important for the second prong. And Mark, maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, we need documentation. We need something that proves what we're saying. You know, in other words, if we're going to make a case, you got to be able to support the case. And it's not enough to be able to just say, well, I just know this, or I just heard this. You know, it's got to be proven with evidence that will stand up in court. And that's where a lot of people fall flat because, you know, everybody knows things. I know things. I know things I can't prove. But if I can't prove them, what good's the knowledge?
Right. Hey, Mark, can you hold on for a few more moments? We have another break we have to go to.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
605-4567. That's 605-4567.
it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS, crack, Bernie Gets, hypodermics on the shore, China's under martial law,
Alrighty, we're back. Hey, Jimmy, you out there, buddy?
I am out here.
Great.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I got a two-part question, and I'll take my answers off the air.
Okay.
My wife and I were talking this morning, and we were talking about this Cal exit deal. And she mentioned what's going to happen. I mean, you have the Port of Los Angeles, which is a major port that's, I mean, how is that going to affect commerce in the U.S. if this goes through? And because she does, her job entails shipping stuff and receiving stuff around the world. So she was, that's the first thing that came to her mind. The second part of the question is, if the SOJ gets on the ballot to vote, are they going to vote statewide, or is it just the people in the state of Jefferson counties?
Mark, do you want to take that?
And I'll take my answer off there, guys.
All right,
yeah,
Jimmy.
You'll have to repeat the question, though. I couldn't hear it.
Okay.
Which one?
The first one on the Port of L.A.
Right. Now, how is that going to affect commerce in the rest? If California leaves, how is that going to affect? Do you think that's going to have a major impact on commerce here in the rest of the United States?
Well, I mean, it'll have some impact, of course, but to what degree, no one knows. And remember, California, let's say that these idiots get their way and they and they secede from the union, and we in turn get our state out of the deal, which would be my dream.
Oh, mine too, buddy.
Let's say that everything goes the way they want it to go. and goods flow into the Port of Los Angeles. And remember, shippers with a 5-degree course change in Honolulu can end up in the Port of Seattle instead of the Port of Los Angeles,
right,
or in Portland instead of Los Angeles, or in Vancouver instead of Los Angeles. So, and it's not much fuel savings to go to one place or go to the other. So you're going to go to where your goods are going to be received more readily and with less tax. So if goods flow into the Port of Los Angeles, and then the new state of California, the nation of California, wants to ship goods to the United States, they're probably going to have to pay some duty on it. So, the net result might be a benefit to us in tax money, as far as the United States of America goes.
And also, it
may just be that if shippers find that it's less expensive to go to the Port of Seattle in the end, then that's what they'll start doing, and the Port of Los Angeles will wither and die on the vine. And any of those things are possible. So the answer to that is we really don't know, but I would trade my liberty for cheap stuff from Hong Kong every time.
Hey, Jimmy, I'd like you to ask the second part of your question, and it's not you, buddy. Just speak up because the phone lines are a little bit
archaic.
The second part of my question is if the state of Jefferson gets on the ballot to vote, the state of Jefferson in, are the people that are not in the state of Jefferson counties going to vote on it also? Or is it just going to be the people in the state of Jefferson counties voting on it?
Okay, that's a great question. And the answer to that is there's no requirement for the state of Jefferson to be on the ballot as far as a popular vote at all. So, but yes, if the state of Jefferson came to a vote, all of the people in California would have a vote in that, because that's how it works when you have a statewide ballot initiative. Everybody gets to vote on it. But and that's why we're going through the process and procedure that we're going through now, because the state of California is obviously antagonistic to liberty, and their obvious interest is to subjugate the people of Northern California, because that's what they've been doing for 50 years. So we can't imagine that, and remember, there was a Los Angeles state senator that told me the only reason we want Jefferson is because we want to steal their water. So the way they look at us is, we are the gardeners, and we supply the resources so that their nice, rich lifestyle, the lifestyle of the beautiful people, can continue unabated with all the water they want and all the natural resources they want without having to pay fair market value for them. And in the process, the destruction of our communities is continuing. And all you have to do is look at the financial statistics for our communities now, versus 25 years ago when we had access to the resources that surround us. So, of course they'd vote no. Why would you let a slave go voluntarily? And that's why we're using the process we're using today, because we either need to force an exit from California to form the 51st state, or we have to go to court to dramatically change the way California is allowed to do business, so that we can find a legislative remedy to the slavery that we have in Northern California.
So basically you want to circumvent the ballot vote thing.
Well, we want to circumvent the power of the Service Employees International Union, yeah. We want to circumvent the fact that Los Angeles County alone has most of the representation. We want to circumvent a lot of those facts, but, let's face it, with only 1 million people in Jefferson and 37 million people against us, I don't think a statewide ballot initiative would go well for liberty in Jefferson. It's
right,
too easy for the rest of the people to deny us that.
And I think with the wisdom of the founders, I think the Article 4, Section 3 split requires no vote whatsoever. I think that may have been one of their intentions. But
okay.
Thanks, Jimmy. We
right
got
on, guys. All right, thank you. Bye.
We got 2 minutes left, and or 1 minute left. And Mark, thank you, my friend, for everything. Thanks for all you do. Folks, next week we'll be on at 9 a.m. and not at 8 a.m. And Wynn, last word, my friend.
Well, we just want people to call in and spread the word. Go to the SOJ51.net website and learn what you can. And the time has come
for 51.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Two federal courts ruled late Saturday against a part of President Trump's executive order barring citizens of seven Muslim nations from entering the U.S., and this morning the administration is defending the ban.
We shouldn't let people just re-enter the country who are not citizens of the United States because they've gone to a place that we have concerns about. They should be asked certain questions. They should go through extreme vetting to make sure that when they re-enter this country, that they continue to do so with peaceful purposes.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on ABC TV's This Week program. Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News Sunday the judge's decision, quote, really doesn't affect the executive order at all. Elsewhere, the president has picked a critic of the Obama era's net neutrality rules to be chief of the FCC.